I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and grey chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office. Oh, yes. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me, said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag. Yeah, where do you come from? Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He'd brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise? Ha ha ha, I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome. Now they're staying up my chimney and we're living on caviar and honey, cause they're earning me lots of money writing comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course. Ha ha ha, hee hee hee, laughing lonely. Oh dear me, the laughing gnome and you can't catch me.